Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff Lam and Vov, in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perek Chamishi, beginning of Aloha Base, and the bottom Lamed Hey Amud Base. Says the Mishnah, Toimin is a Luf Bashvis. Luf is a type of onion that you put into the ground, and then the leaves grow above the ground. Now, the normal way is to take the Luf and put it into the ground and store it there. The Mishnah is talking about a person wants to do that in Shemitah. And you want to avoid making it look as if he's doing Zriah, as if he's planting. So what do? Make sure to have at least two seos of luf, so it's a very large amount, so that it doesn't look like planting, it looks like storing. Ad goyva shloisha tvachim, it should be the height of three tvachim. The pile of what's going to be stored in the ground should be three tvachim high. And make sure there's one tefach of earth above the luf, and then it doesn't look anymore like it's being planted. You don't have to have two seos. It's enough to have four kav, which is two-thirds of a seo. Ad goiva tefach, until the height of this pile is supposed to be one tefach. The tefach of al gabov, and have one tefach of earth above that. Make sure you put it in a place where people walk, so then it's not going to grow there. So it's very clear it's not being done in order to be planted, but in order to be stored. Continues the Mishnah. You have luf that was in doing Shemitah, it was stored in the ground. And every year, some of the leaves grow on this luf. So now the question is, who owns these leaves? Now, as the Gemara is going to explain, there is a machloikis later in the Masechta. Once you get to the time of Biur, the time where you need to get rid of the fruits, who gets the fruits? Who could take whatever grows in Shemitah? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that only poor people can take these leaves. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even a rich person can take it. The only thing the owner has to do is to be mafker, make it hefker, and then everybody could go and take whatever grew in Shemitah. So now the Mishnah is going to say a machlekes which is based on that machlekes. Says the Mishnah, luf shavar luf shviz. You have luf that some of the leaves grew in Shemitah. So according to that, there's some leaves that have a din of shviz. If the poor took some of the leaves, so whatever they took is theirs. If they didn't take the leaves during Shemitah, yasa cheshbon im anim. You have to do a cheshbon. Because the one who owns these leaves is the poor. Rabbozo holds like a biudo that anything that grew in Shemitah, once comes the time of beer, the poor are the ones that take it. So here, part of the leaves belong to the poor. And therefore, the owner needs the cheshbon, whatever belongs to the poor, and give it to them. If the poor took it when they had opportunity to take, as everybody else, good. If they didn't take, it doesn't belong to them. And as the Gemara is going to explain, he holds like a biudo. Then once comes the time of beer, you mafker to everybody, poor and rich. There's no reason that the poor will have more ownership than anybody else. Continues the mission, it says, luf shel erev shviz, shenichnas l'shviz. If you have a luf that was put into the ground before Shemitah, and goes into and then it grows on Shemitah. V'chen betzolim hakitzoinim. It's a type of onions that are planted in the summer. V'chen puo shel idis. It's a type of vegetable that you grow in the fine land. In all these cases, these are vegetables that were planted before Shemitah. And you want to take the iron Shemitah, and it's mutter. So then is, you take it out with wooden vessels, with wooden shovels, because you have to show that you're not doing charisha, you're not doing plowing. So you have to show you're doing it a different way, so you're using wooden shovels. Say you don't have to use wood, you can use metal, but you cannot use a shovel. You have to use a spade, which is not usually used for plowing. So that's what Basil say, continues the Mishnah Amud Base. Agree when you speak about this vegetable, if it grows in a land full of stones, they also agree you can use these metal spades. You don't have to use wood, because there it's clearly he's not plowing. Since when one can buy luf after Shemitah, meaning that you could assume it did not grow in Shemitah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad, Rabbi Yehuda says right away, V'chachomim Omer Mishiyar Be'achodosh. Chachomim say only once you know that the new leaves are greater than the old leaves. And the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Hatoyim Minas Aluf, At Kedoyim Luf. That's, we're talking about Luf, this type of vegetable, that which is a specific onion. But Betzolim, regular onions, what about that? The same din yabay luf, yabay betzolim as well. So, you don't have to get to the requirement that we have in our Mishnah. There's supposed to be a big pile, according to Bichamai, 3 tfachim, and it has to be two seyas. Because the betzolim are softer, and you can put together a pile in a smaller amount, and that pile will be not so big. Meaning because it's so soft and connects together, even a smaller amount seems to be that it's not being done for planting. Continues the Gemara, Luf Sha'ovio of Shviz, if the Luf passed Shmito, Rabbi Shabbi Yochanan explains our Mishnah as we explained it in the Mishnah. Asu de Rabbi Yudo Kabbalazar, Rabbi Yosi Kabbishua, Rabbi Yudo holds like Kabbalazar, Rabbi Yosi Kabbishua, the Tanin Taman, we learned there in the Mishnah. The poor eat after the time of beer, not the rich, according to Rabbi Yudah. So that's why he, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer holds that the leaves belong to the poor. Rabbi Yosi holds that even the rich can eat after the beer. So if so, over here the leaves don't belong specifically to the poor, and that's like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Lamed Vov.